Track 10, more news stories. Cardiac care changes raise fatality fears. People will undoubtedly die if changes in Devon's cardiac care mean long delays in getting patients the emergency care they need, it's been claimed. Councillor John Nutley, Lib Dem, Ashburton and Buckfastleigh spoke out at a full Teignbridge Council meeting amid concerns over the future of cardiac services. Health chiefs say there are no current plans to make changes, having shelved a proposed trial in which acute services would be concentrated in Exeter. That led thousands of people across Torbay and South Devon to protest that the extra time taken to reach hospital would cost lives. But protesters say they fear that shelving the proposal in favour of a full review of cardiac services will not stop the move to take some crucial emergency heart care away from Torbay. People will undoubtedly die, said Councillor Nutley. Every minute counts when you have a heart attack. If you're not treated within a short space of time, you may be left with severe impacts on your health. Patients could be dead by the time they reach hospital. And if we lose even a section of the department, the rest of the acute services at Torbay Hospital may fall like a pack of cards. In Torbay, the Heart Campaign has raised more than £2,000 for leaflets, banners and publicity material to publicise its campaign against any cuts to local services. Clinicians at Torbay Hospital have already offered to take some of Exeter's patients to ease the pressure on services there as a way of staving off any cuts.
A383 work pushed back until after Christmas. Utility work due to start on the Ashburton Road in Newton Abbot this week has now been moved and rescheduled. In the wake of public backlash and following discussions between Devon County Council, Teignbridge District Council and developer Bloor Homes, it has been agreed that the initial work to install utility services to the Houghton Barton housing development will instead be routed via Churcombe Valley Road, starting on Monday the 3rd of November. Temporary traffic lights will be needed on Churcombe Valley Road for 9 weeks while work is carried out, DCC says. It will, however, leave the A383 Ashburton Road clear in the run-up to Christmas. From February 26, Bloor Homes will then carry out work on the A383 for around 30 weeks, rather than the initial November start date. In addition to the date being moved back, a series of mitigation measures will be implemented. The contractor working for Bloor Homes, Power on Water, will ensure that they will work extended hours and have additional staff on site to reduce the number of days on the highway. Where possible, they will work on verges and pavements rather than the road. Temporary traffic lights will be manually controlled and work will be managed to reduce the need for three-way traffic lights, which adds to delays and impacts side roads. All utility services are included to prevent the need for a return at a later date for further installations. The announcement by DCC comes after the Mid Devon Advertiser first broke the news that drivers in Newton Abbot were soon to face yet more disruption to their journeys, and the news sparked widespread backlashes. Planning permission has been granted for 1,100 homes at Houghton Barton, which is a strategic development site in Teignbridge District Council's local plan. Utility connections to the homes have to be installed along the Ashburton Road, and pausing the development would jeopardise the council's statutory housing delivery targets, the council says. Councillor Dan Thomas, Cabinet Member for Highways, said, "There is always pressure on our roads and government targets for new homes, upgrading of utility equipment such as gas and water mains, and the rollout of broadband. All add to the challenge of managing Devon's highways network, which is the biggest in the country. We've been in discussion for some time with Bloor Homes and Teignbridge District Council about work planned on the A383. A lot of work has gone into reaching a solution which provides a way forward and minimises disruption by almost halving the time needed for work on the A383.
Dawlish Poppy Wall Tribute. Work has started on this year's Dawlish Poppy Wall. Volunteers began placing the knitted and crocheted poppies on the railings at Dawlish Bowling Club on the lawn. Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James, and Deputy Mayor, Councillor Linda Littlewood, joined in helping to string the handmade poppies ahead of this year's Remembrance Day events. More poppies can be added to the wall until November the 14th. A town council spokesman said, "We're hoping there will be even more poppies this year. You can knit or crochet a palm-sized red poppy and add it to the wall. Help us to make our 2025 poppy wall a beautiful tribute of remembrance and gratitude." Last year's wall contained more than 1,000 poppies. The wall will be taken down after November the 14th, and any poppies still in good condition will be dried and reused for 2026.
Village school crossing petition gains momentum. More than 220 people have signed a petition for a zebra crossing to be installed in Star Cross. Parents of children at the village primary school and councillors have called for the crossing on a busy village road so children can get safely to and from school. The petition has so far gained 220 signatures, that is one in eight residents in the village. The plight of youngsters crossing New Road has been exacerbated in recent weeks because the main road through the village has been shut for essential work. It's meant all traffic has been diverted along New Road and past Starcross Primary School. However, Teignbridge councillor Gary Taylor said, "The road closure has highlighted the danger for children to get to and from school safely. There is not a safe crossing point." Now, along with Councillor Alan Connett, the Devon County Councillor who represents Starcross at County Hall, they've launched a petition to win backing from local residents for the crossing. The only safe way to ensure children can cross New Road is to have a crossing right by the village primary school. There's already one in Exminster serving the primary school there, and we need one now in Starcross. Councillor Taylor added, "We hope to win support from Starcross Parish Council, the school, and the Ivy Education Trust it is part of. This is a community call to action. Starcross needs a zebra crossing, and we need Devon County Council to act quickly."
Dawlish welcomes new black swan signets. Two new black swan signets have arrived in Dawlish. Against all the odds, the two eggs have hatched and are being cared for on a nest by Dad Bert and Mum Kimber. There have been real fears that the eggs would not survive, as the nest was built on a small island in the middle of the brook near Tuck's Plot, at risk from rising water levels. Efforts by volunteers from Wade and the town's waterfowl wardens included raising the sluice gates and helping to control the water levels and protect the nest. Now all eyes are on the new signets. The hatching was watched live via video link from the Black Swan Cam operated by Dawlish-based Coast Cams. They said, "It's such a heartwarming sight and a reminder of how lucky we are to have these beautiful birds right here in the heart of Dawlish. Welcome to the world, little ones, and to your new home on the brook." The owners of holiday accommodation Pilchard Cottage have been following the swan's progress. They said, "Two gorgeous Dawlish black swan signets have hatched against all the odds. There was a lot of hard work from the Wade Waterways Around the Dawlish Environment team, who alongside the Dawlish waterfowl wardens have been managing the water levels around the brook to keep the nest and the swans safe during the incubation period. Mum Kimber is taking great care of them, while Dad Bert has a rest nearby. News of the new arrivals has delighted residents and visitors."